Hilariously Melbourne.
Did you see this social media trend kicking around yesterday where people are searching their names on Urban Dictionary? So then you see what the Urban Dictionary. And the Urban Dictionary is, Leon, how would you best describe the Urban Dictionary? Because it's like a weird Wikipedia.
Kind of like a funny dictionary, like so a slang term and like a lot of meme words and that sort of stuff.
So would it have writers and then comedic writers in some way, no?
I think people can just submit their own.
Yeah. People just put their own stuff in.
Remember when Wikipedia was that when it started? People were just updating it all the time, but then they suddenly went, hang on, can't have this. Okay, here we go. Why don't we do our names?
Oh, great. You've already
found your names. Well, Leon's just walked them in.
So do Darcy did actually. Do Loosh.
Loosh. Okay, I've got Brendan. This is
not Brendan.
Brendan. Here we go.
Worst
awesome
name in
guy.
History. Yep.
Oh.
Great friend.
Yep.
Very loyal.
Yes.
You're ticking. I stand by everything here.
These are all forearm
taps. Amazing
tats.
Hair.
This I do have like, pretty good hair when I grow it out.
Really, actually. Wow. Every guy wishes he could be like him and be his friend.
Oh, I told you, anybody can update the words.
Mate, all got on there the yesterday. Girls if love
it,
him.
If it was me, I would have. There'd be a lot of spelling mistakes.
All the girls love him.
Yep.
Great cuddler. You saw the cuddle I got this morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did too.
Good at sports, but not an arrogant jock.
No, that's
funny.
Yeah, I did.
That was like the Yodeler Mountain. You're meant to say stop.
He's nice to everyone. Funny and can make you smile by being himself. Party animal at times.
Someone else wrote this.
Is this legit?
Where in my life this is what it was for Brendan.
Can be cold, but he's eventually nice again. You're not good at being.
No, I try.
You try. I agree.
But I can't do it.
Very smart.
Nah, that's
no,
wrong.
No, you are.
I may not be a smart man, Fifi.
It's all falling apart.
Has it? Oh, God.
Loves reading.
Oh,
I do like to read.
Hey. A form guide is considered reading.
100% it is.
Just technically.
Okay, then it comes back. Athletic.
Yep.
Well, that is phenomenal. That is, if we were doing Is It Amazing, a regular segment we do here on a Friday, that's nailed you.
Comedically, I'm worried here.
Do Nick.
Just, Nick okay,
yeah, I know. Because.
Can I read it?
Yeah, because remember, I haven't read ahead. Nick, the most amazing person this world has ever been blessed with.
Wow. Yep.
I'm just wondering, are there any negative notes? He will make your heart beat fast with an I love you and make you weak in the knees with a kiss. He will make you feel like the most important person in his life. I feel like this is dedicated to Looch.
No, this is what I yell when she's telling me off having a big night out. No, Looch, get on Urban Dictionary. See how lucky you are.
He'll make you feel like you're the only one he wants. He is everything every girl could ever want. He is perfect in every sense of the word.
Told you,
Nick
five,
is someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh,
that's really
sweet. Well, now I'm worried
sweet.
For you, Fee.
I know, so am I.
Can
Here
I read yours?
Okay. Yeah.
Can I point out before we get to Fee's, there was Fee we couldn't actually read on air.
Oh, dear.
It was offensive. Oh, no. But we've got Fiona.
Okay.
I do Fee.
Oh, I think I know what that is.
Yeah.
I want to do Fifi.
Okay, do Fiona.
No.
I'll do Fifi.
I'll do Fifi, you do Fiona.
Fiona's are usually very funny and nice, yes. Gets angry sometimes, but probably has good reason to.
Yeah.
For Fiona, you're strong, shy at first, but loves hanging out with friends. Fiona's are very beautiful and sexy.
I don't love hanging out with
friends.
No, but
you don't like going out.
Well, I don't like parties, but I like hanging out with my friends.
Yeah. Single mum, two kids, not a lot of time.
Fiona's are very beautiful and sexy as they grow up. Mm-hmm. They have got blue eyes and usually green eyes, hazel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much. This is amazing. You fear being embarrassed and it shows it very easily if you get embarrassed.
Yes.
That's pretty much true. You're not scared to show how you feel.
You're not agreeing with any of this.
I'm saying yes. I'm
really?
Saying this is
oh,
on.
Really?
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, you're meant to agree as we go along.
If you have
that's our word for us.
I'm waiting for you to agree, but you're just looking at me.
Because I wouldn't, because I'm shy and embarrassed.
that's
if you have a
perfectly.
Fiona in your life, she must really care about you. Fionas are very easily forgiving and hate being in fights with friends. Treat Fiona right, and if Fiona doesn't like you, there's probably a good reason for her not to. Bang.
There we go.
That
I wonder
is
if
you.
There are any names that get hammered. Hang on, I think I found one. Fifi. Fifi, prevalent within death row inmates.
Oh, no, don't. Oh, stop reading. Don't read. I told you what a Fifi was. Yeah. I did it a while back. Don't read.
You let me read it.
Don't read.
A Fifi. No,
don't read.
Keep going.
No, oh, no. That's awful.
Fee has read ahead and, much like her description,
that's
has
horrible.
Become shy and embarrassed.
That's horrible.
It's like Leon actually wrote that, because that is all of us, apart from Nick.
Oh, come on.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on The Fox.
We need to get down to business. Brendan Favola.
Fiona Box.
But I don't know whether you know this. No. There is an app that anybody can access COD statistics for any players that play COD. Okay. So I have in my hand here your stats, Fev.
You've got my stats.
I've got your stats. Now, you have been playing for just under 6 months. Brendan Favola, you have clocked up 557 hours spent playing the game. Now, that is playing the game. Wow. That's not just sitting there with the machine on.
Sure, it's not 57 hours?
557 hours. That is the equivalent of 23.2 days.
That's a month.
Non-stop. Out of 6 months, one whole month was playing COD, sitting at the terminal there. That's 92.8 hours a month. That's 23.2 hours a week. You are roughly...
one day.
Three work days a week are on COD. You're gonna have to face it, you're
addicted to COD. Wow.
It's a lot of time playing COD.
It is, isn't it? It's a bit scary.
Well, there's even more. These aren't now. They
I
were
think about all the other things I do: the vacuuming, the washing, the cooking, the cleaning, and I can still get caught in. Well, I'm pretty good.
See if Alex is listening.
I love that's what you take from that. And I still got my chores done.
Yeah, and I still have hang out, take the kids to the park.
Remember you said to us you get more COD done, and then when you know Al is about to come home, you run around and do all that stuff.
That was off camera.
Well, I know, I think this is now exposing how many hours are on COD. They were the worrying stats. These are the concerning stats.
They weren't concerning enough. No. What else is there?
Well, because that's a lot of time and effort you're putting into a video game.
Surely the concerning stat is that Toby, his daughter, has watched 557 hours of COD.
No, I just got a message saying my Telstra has already reached its limit and it started like 4 days ago because she watches YouTube on my phone while I play.
No.
Now, Nick, you would think he's playing that much COD, 570 hours playing COD, he'd be good at it. This is a concern now, Fev, because I've got some extra stats.
Hang on, before you start. Early days, okay. I didn't know what I was doing.
You're just running around war zones.
Yeah, a good 2 or 3 months, I was running around getting shot, had no idea what was going on.
Fev, just quickly, how many AFL games did you play?
204 more than you.
No, so 204 games. Times 2 hours is 408 hours. You've played more COD than AFL.
No, righto, Mr. Mathematician. What about all the training and all the meetings and all the crap that you do? And I started playing at the age of 5, so it's all hard work.
Let's go into these. I'm going deeper into these stats. So
I want to hear them. Play a song.
Over 6 months, Fev, you have killed 2,870 people. Yeah, so basically one person a game.
That's a couple of life sentences there.
So 2,000 people.
That's not many, is
it? You have been killed 6,650 times. That's not a flattering statistic.
Hold on, 6,000? He's only played for 500. So he's dying like 10, over 10 times an hour.
It gets worse.
How does it get worse?
Out of 2,550 matches, so 2,500 matches, you've won 28 times.
Yeah, but it's so hard to win.
That's a terrible
story. No, but like Angus
that's still
O'Loughlin,
better than Carlton.
Yeah, he's better than Carlton. Angus O'Loughlin, who works on this radio station on the weekends, he is a gamer. He streams. Mm. He's only won like 180 or something, and he's played more than me.
I reckon, you say Angus is a gamer. You now are officially a gamer. You're welcome. Your working week is playing COD.
Yeah.
Like the people who are actually working shifts are working less time than you are playing COD.
It's an actual job, isn't it?
But Feb, in conclusion, for all the time and energy you are putting into this video game, which isn't real. It's just pretending to be in the war.
Now, the 28 wins, I don't know where you got those stats from. In Rebirth, I've actually won 88 times. So,
can I put this in perspective? Because a lot of your life is going towards COD at the moment. A lot of valuable time.
Fev, can I just predict quickly? I don't see this last paragraph being great. The conclusion.
Well,
this is no fourth quarter comeback.
This is like that she's dug the hole and she's about to push me in it. Like, it can't get any better.
I know, but it's just I just want to make this clear to you. You're dedicating a lot of your life, and you only get this isn't a dress rehearsal. You get one shot at life, and you're spending a lot of it playing a video game. 0.1% of games you win. So 0.1% of all that time and energy, you're actually doing something good.
Righto.
Good luck with it.
Well, I've died 6,000 times, so...
Some life choices you might want to reflect on. You've got an hour and a half drive home to Blair Gowrie this morning, and then you're going to clock on to COD and spend all day doing it. 0.1% of your time doing that is successful. Anyway,
it's pretty grim, isn't it?
Some food for thought.
Well, there's a lot of apps where you can cheat, so I might have to crack into some of the cheating apps and start getting into that. That's really bad. I'm going to have to give. Do I give up? What do I do with that, or do I just persist?
Some self-reflection needs to happen now, probably. Yep. Is there more you
could
be...
Well, good news is you can't get worse at it, so it's only up from there, isn't it?
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Last week, we mentioned the announcement had come out that Pauline Hanson has made a cartoon web series.
So 20 episodes.
22-minute eps appearing on all through social media. And we had the Prime Minister in that day, Scott Morrison. We asked him about it. Did you see Pauline Hanson's coming up with a cartoon series?
Yeah, I did see that the other night.
She's portrayed you.
That's
or
you,
her
mate.
People have.
I'm pretty happy with that.
It's better than Barnaby, isn't it?
Better than Barnaby. You look at Barnaby's
head. Yeah, I know. He's got a beetroot on.
Please explain.
That's a bit unfair. That's a bit unkind. But
I think you've come out the best.
Yeah, no, I'm the tallest too.
Exactly.
I see.
It's
there
very
you go.
Flattering cartoon likeness.
So, man, for an Australian Prime Minister to be depicted in shorts and thongs, that's all right for me.
That's a win.
That's pretty much me on a weekend.
Tick of approval from Scott.
I don't know if he ever watched it, though, because he doesn't come across that way. I was like, hey, Scrummo, Scrummo.
Well, let's have a listen. So this has been released. Now, Leon Shergren, our executive producer, he has a fine comedic mind. He's reluctant for me to say this, but you really enjoyed it, Leon.
Look, I feel bad saying that because I don't agree with a lot, but pretty much everything Pauline Hanson does.
Except owning a fish and chip shop. That sounds all right. That's the only thing I like about Pauline Hanson.
I feel it's very 12th Man, Billy Birmingham.
Mm. It's got
it's
a bit
very
of it's got
similar.
That vibe.
They do a roll call.
Yes, it is actually.
It's exactly South Park.
It's 12th Man. Let's have a listen.
I'll just take the role. Anthony Albanese.
Yes, Miss Anthony Albanese is here.
Peter Dutton.
Where's Porter?
Christian Porter's suspended, Peter. Okay, Craig Kelly. Craig, no phones in class. Who are you texting?
Nobody.
Bob Catter.
Well, of course I'm here.
Scott Morrison. Scott Morrison? Where's Scott?
Yeah, aloha. Bags.
Late again, Scott.
Yeah, sure am. It's me, ScoMo. Classic ScoMo. What's up?
Classic ScoMo. Well, there it is. You might see these floating around. And it's
where to next?
Well, because you might, and I'm totally with Leon on this. I mean, One Nation is not necessarily, you might not agree with her politics. You might not even like Pauline Hanson, but it's actually quite funny. It's almost quite funny. Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost just do cartoons and don't try and tell people how to live.
That's it. No politics.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Now, we welcome to the studio our wonderful new producer, Renee, who's been on the show for a few weeks now doing a great job.
Bucky.
Thanks, guys.
Now, Renee, there's a little something about you that we've learned, and this is a great, you are connected to a celebrity, and that's your mum. Now, can I talk about your mum? So Renee's mum was in the Guinness Book of World Records back in 1992.
Longest leg hair.
No. I hope she's not listening.
First vegan.
Your mum, Kate Buckingham, back in 1990, won, wait for it, Sale of the Century. And at that time, in 1992, had won the most cash in prizes, won on an Australian TV game show.
Wow.
Your mum scored $471,000.
Oh, she's rich.
Now, for anybody listening,
money bags, Renee.
Wow. Any millennials might not be familiar with this, but back in, I'm going to say, the 80s and 90s.
Huge.
The Sales Entry was like the biggest game show on TV.
Yeah,
and people
right,
who won it were
huge.
Famous because I remember there was a guy in our street who'd won Sale of the Century. And to this day, I remember that guy down there won Sale of the Century. Now, firstly, your mum, Kate, must be super smart because that was a hard game show to win. Not many people won it.
Yeah, she can tell you anything about anything around the world, any facts, any dates. She knows it all. But me, not so much.
Did she have you playing like Trivial Pursuit as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Every single Friday, Saturday night, we were doing quiz shows around the dinner table.
That's, well, your mum must have been a bit annoyed when Millionaire Hot Seat kicked off because that really knocked her out of the Guinness Book of Records.
Well, yeah, she actually went on it.
She went on it?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
And she got booted off and she was so upset.
Oh, no.
No. Is it okay if I ask, what did she do with the cash? Did you get any?
Well, I wasn't born yet, so sadly not.
She was born 9 months later.
She got a lot of it in cash and prizes, so she won like 3 cars. Me, on the other hand, never won anything.
Oh, no. We need to change that for you because you'll live under your mum's shadow forever. We need to actually put you on some game shows.
What, we're going to get her on the Million Hot Seat.
Alicia in Hoppers Crossing. Alicia, what TV show were you on?
Hi. I was actually on Millionaire Hot Seat.
Wow. Gee, that's a, yeah, okay, that's, big yeah, guns. That's a big show. How much did you win, Alicia?
I won 50 grand.
Oh, yes.
Now, Leish, did you go, obviously you sat back and then watch everyone fall away and then answer the last couple of questions, or did you just have one question for 50?
Look, I answered one and then I passed and I cop a lot of flack for the one that I passed on, and then I got back and I answered the last three.
Oh, bang.
What did you pass on?
I passed on, it was something like which Sylvester Stallone film does he face Apollo Creed. So I don't watch
Rocky.
Any of that stuff. Exactly. And I literally said to Eddie, I was like, I've never even seen Rocky, which was the answer.
Oh.
But if I didn't pass then, I probably wouldn't have gotten back. So that's what I always say to everyone. Well, at least I got there, got back, and I won. So
50 grand. Alicia, well done. This seems like a low status compared to that, but do you want to go on the standby list to come to the Gold Coast?
Absolutely. I'm from Brisbane, so I am cold down here.
Okay.
It is very cold.
You're on the standby list, Alicia. Awesome. Hopefully you get to come with us.
Thanks, guys. That'd be awesome.
And finally, Daniela from Fork. Nah, Dan, have you won something on telly?
I have, Fifi. I was on The Price is Right, got through to guess the price of a Philo Fax. Then I went on to play a game called Cliffhanger.
Yole.
Was that the yodeler?
Yeah, yole, yole, yole.
But then from losing that, I got on to the showcase, which I bombed out because, you know, nerves and lights and people screaming at you. But, yeah, I won a Philo Fax.
Oh, there you go. A little Philo.
The last game of Price is Right, that's always when they'd stitch people up on the prizes. You know where you had to list least expensive to most expensive?
My mum was on it.
Yeah.
She got to the end.
What did they stitch her up on?
Because my mum and dad don't speak English. They don't speak.
This is one of my, just quickly, this is, and by the way, Daniela, do you want to come on the standby list for the Gold Coast?
I would love to.
Well,
I could have won a Harley Davidson if I won Cliffhanger.
Oh no. Well, Feb's about to tell one of my favourite stories about his parents.
Yeah, so Ange is, he's not well. And mum was up the top. And as Danielle said, everyone screams and stuff. So they've got to put it in order. And mum got the first, second, third ready to go. And it was up to the fourth and the fifth. And it was a bar and a spa. And that she had to pick between the bar and the spa. And Dad was yelling out, the spa, but Mum thought he said the bar. So Mum said, bar 4, spa 5th. First, bang, nailed it. Second, bang. Third, bang. Fourth, it was the spa and not the bar. And Dad's like, I said the spa. And she said, I can't understand you. Didn't win it. And then they got divorced.
Fifi, Feb and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
And we have a special visitor in the studio, one of our favourite Favolas. I mean, they're all favourites, to be really honest. But
they're good people.
Lendog! Lenny, your beautiful daughter, Fev, has joined us.
Yeah, mini-me.
Yep, looking so much more like her mum.
You
reckon? Oh, yes.
She loves that lot.
And, thank you. And taller than me. What's happened here?
It's not us. Could have said taller than Nick and you.
She might be taller.
No, get out. I'm 178. Massive unit.
Now, Lenny, something happened in the car the other day, and your dad told me about this yesterday. So you were going for a drive, and you had control of the playlist, which is a wonderful thing because you've got great taste in music. And your dad asked you to do something.
Yeah, he asked me to play one song, and it was his funeral song. And it was really sad.
You can't ask your daughter to record you playing your funeral song.
I said to Lendog, can you record it? And she said, why? This is really emotional. I said, no, because you record it, and then when I pass in a long time, whenever it is, you can play this back, and then everyone will see it, and it'll be really emotional, but it'll show me as who I am as a person, and the father, we're having fun on the way home. And
fully ruin the song. You see, one of my favourite songs.
And now you can't listen to it because it makes you cry. Can we hear the moment, what you had to film, what he put you through?
Yeah.
Here it is.
We all love the big fella, and this was him. Back in 2021. Pumping it out.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old.
Melbourne, you can see that on our Phoebe Fevnik Instagram story right now as well.
Oh, Lenny's crying again. Oh,
Lenny started crying for? And Fev pretended he was in a coffin. Just then. He was
like, 7 years but they'll always remember that song, and you know it's my song, don't you, honey?
It's sad.
You could have said that.
But watch at the funeral, whenever it is, and all you guys will hopefully be there. And
we won't be, because you know why? You're competitive. So you're going to go, what? There's a Japanese man that's 123.
I'll try to get
him
there, but you'll all watch it. And then they'll be going, oh, Lenny, that was a great video. And you'll be going, he was such a good dad.
Lenny is streaming tears here. Do you know what this reminds me of, Len? When we were in, when we went to Tokyo a few years ago, and we remember when that psychic came, we sat down with a psychic, and in front of Lenny and Lulu, Fev said, tell me when I'm going to die.
Yeah, and Lenny
started burst out crying.
Eyes, yeah.
Oh.
Well, about my 50s, I'll have a stomach problem, and then I might pass, and then that's the time to play this song.
Stop it.
Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely.
Of course I'll be lonely, I'll be dead.
Dad!
Phoebe, Fev and Nick's best picks on The Fox.
A couple got to get engaged in front of Adele at her one night only show. It was incredibly orchestrated, beautifully executed.
How do you do that, by the way? I assume you just don't slide into Adele's DMs and say, I want to propose.
Management, maybe.
I think it would be. Unless they're somehow friends, but we didn't realise they were.
It'd be management. They'd send an email and they'll go, hey, Adele, this looks like a great story.
Yeah.
You're good for your one night only. Bang. What do you think?
Beautiful moment.
Oh, wow. This would be huge.
But see, and luckily she
Talk
said
about
yes.
It on FIFA 7, Nick.
Sometimes we've said on 131060, call us if you've had a no or you've seen a no or. You got the no, you got the yet, the fake yes, and then afterwards, after the night, you got the no.
I'd love to know, you know, with weddings, when they go, I do, and then does anyone else in the room, I'd love to just go, I've always wanted to do it. Not that I disagree with it, but I just want to see the reaction.
It's such a good area that, let's do that tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
That is a really good area. I really like it too.
I'm not allowed to say what
No, go for it. Joanne in Warrandyte. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Fifi. How you going? Hi, Viv. Love your show.
G'day,
love
mate.
Your show. Yes. How are you?
We're
great
good,
man.
Joe.
Yes.
Legend.
Now, you took me down memory lane so far when you said about the no.
Yeah.
My now partner, at the time, he asked me to marry him after 4 years of living together. And I said, no, no. What would we want to do something stupid like that for? Anyway, so to cut a long story short, he got down on his knees and said, I beg you, come on, come on. And so, of course, I said yes. And now, of course, this is makes me sound old. 33 years later, we're still happily married with three gorgeous kids and two beautiful grandchildren. So lucky I said yes, I guess, in the long run.
Joe, you superstar. So, do you actually really sometimes lay there when you look at him and he's slopping on the couch, goes, geez, I wish I just had a walked out?
Oh, my God, with that beer belly?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's all right.
Oh, we love
61,
him.
61, he's in great shape.
Oh, good on him. Well done,
very
Joe.
Proud of him. Yes,
beautiful
yes.
story. Well, Joanne, that's a great example of a no turning into a wonderful fairy tale story and a beautiful life you've got there, Joanne. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. And you guys have a lovely rest of the show.
Oh, we will now. You've given us a spring in our step, Joanne. Thank you for that. Julie in Frankston. Hi, Julie.
Hello. First of all, I've got to say hi to Jason, Pam's brother, because he's I went to school with him.
Oh, good old Jace. He tortured
me but made me laugh. Yeah. Let's just say
how did he torture you?
He tortured me, like, just because we're good mates.
Yeah. He's a bully.
He's a funny person.
I try to make him be nicer.
Good luck with it. So I was proposed to at Sky High in the Mount Dandenong.
Yes, and beautiful.
There was so many people around. It was like perfect setting. There was so many people. And my now ex-husband went down on his knee, proposed, and an immediate reaction was like, I knocked his knee. So I was like, what are you doing? And anyway, out of like peer pressure from everybody around that I had no idea who they were, I said, yes, okay. And didn't even want to walk down the aisle. And it ended up in divorce, which is actually great. Julie. We've got a beautiful new partner.
So you said that Jason? Was like a peer pressure, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's from people I don't even know.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah. It's actually a good tactic if you're not sure whether your partner is going to say yes.
I'd wait a bit longer. Is that a good tactic?
This will trick him into it.
Peer pressure. That's not a good tactic. Yeah.
Well done,
terribly.
Jules. Good story, though.
Good tactic. Julie, great
but you know
story.
In your stomach, don't you? You just know. Like, obviously, Jules knew.
I've never known.
You never known?
No. That's
not that guy that was at the restaurant the water?
No, that wasn't me. That was a fake story. No, I reckon, yeah.
Do you think anyone was ever, have you felt that before, Fee?
No, I had one boyfriend that just forgot to ask. Like, he'd introduce me to people as his fiance, and I go, missed the whole, he just assumed. Like, we were looking at rings and things, and I remember going, I think.
Yeah, but you need one.
That, yeah.
I thought
but
Nick
I also
was,
wanted to get out, so it was
I thought Nick was
going to
say, do you reckon anyone's ever going to do it? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I was asking if it had ever had that feeling of like you turn up to a restaurant or there's a holiday and you go, let's go for a beach walk.
Yeah.
You think,
what about the scuba diver in Hawaii?
Zip liner? No, I can say...
Imagine you put a ring on the zip liner and put it all the way down to you and you had to catch it. That'd be pretty cute.
In a very revealing moment, I can honestly tell you it's never felt right. I've never had that feeling of, yes, you're the one. Which is fine.
That's okay.
Good.
It'll come.
That means they're out there.
It'll come.
Are they?
Oh, it is. Ooh.
Jamie_box. In Altona. Hi, Jamie.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Jamie. Have you gotten a no?
I've gotten a no and a walkout.
Oh, wow.
My brother used to play for the Tigers. So after a winning game, went back down into the room, so in front of all the team players. Got down on the knee, asked, and she walked away.
Oh, Jamie. Not was that Tigers the end fan. Of the relationship or?
Yeah, 12 months in, never seen her again.
Whoa. I never seen her again. What's your brother's name?
You know him. You've actually given him a medal at one game in Albury. I won't say his name, but you know him first.
Oh.
You gave him the medal on the day.
Yeah,
Jamie.
When you played against him, so.
Jamie, you've put a lot of pressure on yourself there because what you've done is taken your hopefully fiance, you've taken her into a room with like 20 odd of the fittest units and gone, commit to me, the man drinking, watching them play.
Did he also play at St Kilda?
Sure did, mate. Between us.
I'll just
keep that to myself.
Jamie, great story though. Thank you for sharing
Never
that.
Never saw again.
Yeah.
No, his brother's one of the great men. Good football.
Have you moved on now? Are you in a relationship?
Yep.
Is that why your brother got delisted as well?
Yeah, that was the one. I embarrassed him.
Hilariously Melbourne.